Jai Guru, Jai Guru, Jai Guru. Victory to the Universal Divine Mother, to be found within all creation and beyond. The attributes of universal love and divine compassion are expressed through the Divine Mother. May we all be recipients of her grace and her love and her understanding, even while we strive to rise to the highest peaks of universal realization. Jai Guru, Jai Guru, Jai Guru. From the posting this morning, I have been thrice blessed, a recipient of extraordinary grace by the Universal Divine Mother coming to me in human form. The first came as my physical mother, who suffered through my birth into this world. As I was breached when still in the womb, she had tears and needed sutures afterwards, and then bed rest. After that, she gave me a lifetime of unconditional love, made manifest through loving, caring acts. Anything in her capacity to give, she gave to me. She always held out the best in me, even when I did not do so for myself. I took a class while pursuing a degree in psychology, interpreting freehand family drawings. As students, we presented sketches we made of our families of origin, and the professor helped to bring out the deeper meaning from the drawings. I had pictured my mother sitting in a blue chair with a high back. The professor asked me questions about elements regarding the picture. Then he came to my mother and the chair. He said, "The blue back of the chair surrounds your mother's head, suggests a halo. Do you think of your mother as a saint?" Knowing he had a Freudian point of view, I knew I was skating on thin ice. My courage rose to the occasion. I said, "Yes, I do." Surprisingly, he said, "That's good. I think of my mother in the same way." Whew! For the ultimate spiritual journey I was destined for, my mother could not help me. To give me a spiritual birth required someone with unique qualifications. Mother Hamilton had those qualifications and more. The Divine Mother had descended to Earth directly in her form to help devotees ascend to God realization and to help the world through at large through a difficult transition toward higher spiritual consciousness. She lovingly called me to herself as I entered my 20th year that I might take a second birth, a spiritual birth. Mother also saw the best in me when I did not always hold it for myself. She awakened divinity in me. She taught me the truth and was a perfect embodiment for being perfectly human and divine. She also brought to me a remarkable guru lineage and the spiritually perfected Swami Papa Ramdas. Each one of these supremely realized souls manifested pure divinity with a rich variety of expressions in their humanity. It helped me to know I need not be a carbon copy of any personality. Rather, I came to know that God delights in expressing himself as unique divine personalities. Mother left the body before I had completed my full God realization. So she guided me to the feet of Swami Satchidananda, Papa's spiritual child. Interestingly, I came to think of Swamiji as my second spiritual mother. It is through the power of God in Mother and in Swamiji that is lifted into the spiritual union that for so many years I had yearned. Through Swamiji's quiet ways, I was given yet another example of how God is uniquely expressed through a human personality. When Swamiji smiled, it was the Divine Mother who smiled through him. From the beginning, I did not think of God as a personality. It has often been the case that devotees have to transcend limiting conceptions they have of God in order to enter the transcendent formless consciousness. In my case, I learned to appreciate that the infinite takes joy in his individual expressions. I perceived the one wearing different masks, came to appreciate those unique manifestations as being divine. It was Divine Mother who had manifested herself as this entire universe, a loving, compassionate, exacting mother who seeks to awaken us to the fact that she is behind the mask of humanity, nay, behind all creation. If we would only have the wit to lift the veil and know her in truth and reality. Mother's Day is a recognition of how Divine Mother manifests as our own mothers and has taken direct incarnation through our own Mother Hamilton. So happy Mother's Day to all mothers, both human and divine. Om Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai Ram. And this comes from Mother's Day, a talk by Mother, 1985, May 12th. I'd like to read to you something I wrote entitled, The Gift of Motherhood. The gift of motherhood is one of the most beautiful of all God's blessings. How great a privilege it is for a mother to be able to hold her child in her arms. This precious part of God, which he has formed out of his own substance. It is the benediction of the holy sacrament of marriage and the harvest of the love which brought it into being. How fulfilling it is to care for it, to weave dreams for its future, to guide and direct it in the highest way possible. It is not what she receives in return that is important to her. The joy to her is in the giving. It is the selfless love which fashions not only the destiny of the child, but the world in which it lives. The child acts also as a teacher. Through the experience of life which it brings to her, she learns patience, understanding, and wisdom. Patience develops self-control and self-mastery. Understanding touches the heart and broadens the consciousness, while wisdom brings the knowledge of truth that each soul comes with its own destiny to fulfill and must be given that privilege. It is the hopes and the dreams, the sorrows and disappointments, the trials and tribulations, and the great joys of human motherhood which can finally bring the seeking soul enlightenment. And to that moment of realization, where she sees all as her own. Having attained this universal vision, still she remains the child and the servant of God, who alone is the beloved mother of us all. Isn't that wonderful? And then Mother, it says here, whispers something inaudible, and she says, "You'll have to pardon my voice. I'll do the best I can with it. It's not good yet." And I was thinking, well, she's speaking for me too, because my voice isn't what it should be yet. But I do the best that I can so that we can share in this wonderful spirit of Mother's Day. Mother continues here. "I was wondering last night what I could say about motherhood this morning, and I couldn't think of very much. As all of you, I'm sure, know, I have motherhood in me from head to foot. I'll tell you a few little personal things this morning, and I don't want you to think I have any sense of ego, because I don't. It's just to share with you some things that happened to me. I was in India in 1968. I met 32 of the greatest masters that were then available to the public, and one of them's name was Madhapagala, which means mad for God. I was sitting in a restaurant eating, and a young man came up to me and said, 'Are you Mother Hamilton?' I'd never met him before in my life. I said, 'Yes, I am.' He said, 'Will you come and meet my guru?' 'Well, who is he and where does he stay?' So he told me, and I said yes, I would go. So he took me there, and here was a man who had been fasting for 47 days, and he was just skin and bones. He had a beard, and he was lying on the floor. So I went over and prostrated before him. And when you go before a saint in India, you kneel before them and put your head on their feet. Swami Ramdas used to say that his toes used to get sore from head bumping all the time. He said he didn't know what they did it for, whether they came to take something from him or to give him something. But he said Ramdas has a big spigot on his big toe. And he said whenever they do that, he said he turned the spigot and gave them a shot of spirit. So then they went away happy. Anyway, this I sat down along this man, and he had a couple of teeth up down below, and he had a very saintly looking face. His eyes were very bright with the light of God. And he took hold of my hand, and he looked at me, and he says, I've never seen anything like you. I have never seen anything like you. And he kept saying that all the time. And I said, well, what do you mean, Baba? You have never seen anything like me. When you came in the door, he said, your whole being was just filled with light. I've never seen anything like you. So I just laughed. So then he asked somebody to go and get some refreshments. And when they brought them back, he handed it to me. So I handed it to him to give him the honor of the first bite. And he had, what is it on their teeth, that yellow stuff? And somebody says, pyorrhea. Mother, yes, pyorrhea. Yeah, the teeth were full of pyorrhea. So I handed him the sweet, and he took a bite of it. And he handed it back to me. And you know, I was a little hesitant. And seeing the condition of his teeth, I thought I might get it too. But you don't refuse anything like that. That's prasad, or blessings, from the saint. When they give you something to eat, so you should always accept that. So I took it and I ate it, and I'm still all right. So I guess it was okay, but it was quite an experience. And then I saw him once after that in his room. And I was sitting on a bench, and he came and he knelt before me. And he said, you are the Holy Mother. I said, no, Baba. I'm just God's littlest child. You are the Holy Mother. I said, no, I'm not. I said, I'm just God's child and his servant. I'm not the Holy Mother. I said, that's too large a responsibility. Just imagine being mother of the whole world. Good grief. And all that goes with it, you'd have to have your spanking paddle out all the time. Anyway, he kept on, and he kept on and on. And finally I said, all right, Baba, which means father. I said, you want me to be the Holy Mother, so I'll be the Holy Mother. I said so, he said. Well, that was the last time I saw him. And this same man, one of his devotees, wrote to me afterwards and asked me to write to him and try to dissuade him. He was going to starve himself to death because he didn't think he should take the food out of the mouths of the poor people and eat himself. And so finally, he finally died of starvation. Can you imagine somebody committing suicide that way? Anyhow, that was one experience that I had. And then another one I had. One time my brother-in-law took me to a palmist in the Olympic Hotel. He was from India too. He studied my hand for a long, long time with a glass that magnifies, a magnifying glass. And he thought it very, very interesting. And he looked at my right hand, and I had two children at the time. And he asked me if I had any questions, and I said, will I have any more children? So he studied for a while longer. He said, little mother, if you were to have as many children as I see in your hand, you would indeed have a large family. And today I have children all over the world, because as I traveled from place to place, I talked to people about God, and they become devotees of what I teach, and they call me mother. And many of them have unhappy relationships, with their own mothers, and so they replace me with their own mother, which I don't like or appreciate because that's not fair to the mother. So I try to dissuade them, and some of them won't be dissuaded. And I get in a lot of trouble with the mothers because of it. It develops jealousy, you know. You learn to live with it. God certainly gifted me with a large slice of feeling of motherhood because I just love children. And everyone who comes to me is my child in the spiritual sense. And I try to do everything I can to help them. And I know that each one of them comes, must fulfill their own destiny. They must be given the privilege of being what God arranged for them. And the mother does learn a lot of lessons. Some of them are very difficult. Some of them get into things you wish they hadn't. You wish you could change it. But you do the best you can with it. And as you grow older, you learn more and more and more. So that I wrote about motherhood is really true. They bring you to the state of God realization. I remember that when I went through the spiritual experiences that I went through at Swami Ram Dass Ashram, I had to throw everything in. I had to give up all my possessions, my husband, my children, my possessions that I had in the worldly sense, give everything up so I would be absolutely free and clear to go to God and realize His presence within me. In giving up my children, because I have such a large slice of motherhood in me, was very, very difficult, but I finally managed it, and when I got through all the experience, I came out of it, and I was more glued to them than I had ever been in my life. I felt more love. So I told Swami Ram Dass about this. He said, "Well, do you see God in them, Mother?" I said, "Yes, I do." He said, "All right, then." He said, "That's okay. Worship Him." So that's the way it is. So everyone who comes to me is my child. God has sent to me. And it's a wonderful, like my guru said in the last line of his book, "Lord, you have given this monk a large family because he has thousands over the earth." I was reading a story about him yesterday, several stories as a matter of fact, and as I read, I saw the greatness of this man's soul. He came with it. He came with the greatness of God in him. Right from the beginning, his desire to find oneness with God was complete and total. He is especially attached to God as the Divine Mother. And he is very close to his own mother. When she died, he wrote her a poem about her, those two black eyes. And it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But she filled his heart as mothers should fill the hearts of their children, because the mother takes care of the child, and she will do without herself to give her child. And mother goes on to talk about how poor she was with her children, and she sacrificed everything for them. And as she talks about her feeling towards her own children universalized so that she saw all children as her children. And this is true. The first time that I saw Mother speak, and she gave hugs to everybody in the back. I remember she looked up at me because I was taller than she was. And I just felt that love of God in her. And it was so complete. And then you see her give it to the next person. And it's just as complete with that person. And every person she tried to bring out the best in. And this is the truth. Not everybody could receive it. They had their own minds that would get in the way. But to those who could receive it, everything that she did was for their higher good. I remember one time I was with a group. She invited small groups of people over at Christmas time. And she made cookies, or she had them there anyway. And she had tea and she had coffee. And it's more of a social time. And she had taken me back into some of her rooms. And she was showing me things that she had, possessions she had from around the world. And then she was telling me that she had made a mistake in her checking book, but that it came out okay because it was in her favor and she hadn't bounced any checks, so it was all right. Then we went out, and there's a devotee who's taking pictures. Excuse me. Excuse me. He's taking pictures, and she says, "Now make every one of those pictures perfect." And I just had her telling me that something she did was a mistake. So I asked her, I said, "Mother, is it possible for us to do everything perfectly?" And what I didn't realize, I was stepping in between her and this devotee she was talking to and giving him a lesson about doing everything perfectly. And so she really read me the right act right there. And it just drilled me against the chair where I was sitting. And I didn't understand at the time. But there are so many lessons in that one act. Because I had had a father who could really give you what for in front of God and everyone, so to speak. It didn't make any difference. And I grew up feeling oftentimes just this big because of how he had done it. It didn't bother him, and he immediately shrugged it off. But for me, it had a lasting effect. So we have to be careful that we always speak the truth to our children and that we do it through love and compassion. It can mean we can be firm. It doesn't mean we aren't firm at times. The child needs that. They need to get lessons of what is right and wrong. And so we can be very firm with them, but we don't take it over the top. And Mother didn't at all. She was always in perfect self-control. And so she did this, but she did it with all love. And when it ended, there wasn't any leave-over for me, even though while I was in the middle of it, I didn't like it very much. So I realized one thing, is that we can be firm with people, and that we can give them direction when God does it through us. And the other thing that I learned was not to step between the guru and a disciple when they're giving a lesson to a certain disciple. I remember there's a movie about Peggy Dietz, who is a disciple of Master's. She's talking about being with Master. And she said Master could really give people what for at times, and with a raised voice. And she was watching him do this to one of the nuns who was there. And she started to wonder in her own mind, is Master really angry here? And so while Master was doing this, he was pacing back and forth. Peggy was behind him. Master turned around and he winked at Peggy right in the middle of this supposed tirade that he was doing. But the guru knows exactly what medicine to deliver. Because sometimes we don't really pay attention unless it's done with real purpose behind it. And Mother could have that power behind her. She talked about a mother one time. She was standing in a store, and this mother hauled off and cuffed her child who was between her and a window case. And she said, "Don't step between me and what I'm looking at." And Mother just drilled this woman from behind her with her eyes. And I could only imagine what the woman felt. She couldn't see Mother from where she was, so eventually, after Mother looked at her like this, she turned around and she saw Mother looking like that at her. And Mother was not pleased about this, the way she had treated her child. So then she turned around and she said, "Well, honey, just don't stand between me and the case," and in a softer voice. So she got it from Mother. So we can set limits, we can be firm, but we're never out of control. And children do need guidance. They won't raise themselves. They need to learn the do's and the don'ts. And it's all right. You feel the Divine Mother operating through you. And you can do it with authority, you can do it with power, and you can do it with love. All together. The Divine Mother is constantly teaching us. Both Papa and Master loved the Divine Mother most of all. When Papa was walking all over India without a penny to his name, totally reliant upon God, he thought of the Divine Mother, because the Divine Mother will look after the child. And you feel that. You feel, okay, Mother, you have to take care of me. I am nothing. You are everything. I was sitting in a chair before I was giving the talk, and I felt like Mother did when she said she just didn't have anything for the topic today. And I felt like the tank was empty inside of me. And I said, God, if you want this to be, then you have to fulfill it. You have to fill the tank. You have to give me that inspiration, the words, the love, the intelligence, the wisdom, the everythingness that you are. If you don't give it, I don't have it. I'm totally empty right now. And now he's giving it to me. And I don't know next what he's going to say, because Divine Mother takes you in hand and starts to speak through you. I remember a disciple of Master's one time said, the Master had said, have a topic, have some stories, and let God speak through you. And he got up in front of everybody, and he didn't have anything to say. And in his case, he finally decided he needed to start speaking. This is a terrific test that God can give to you. And it's important that we don't step in and redo God's work. We let him do his work. Because thereafter, the bargain is sealed. It's going to be the ego who thinks it has to figure it out, thinks it has to have something to say. When in reality, we want to turn it over to God. We want him to do everything through us. You don't have to be an official minister to speak to others about God. I remember in the earlier years, I would start to speak to some people about God, and it just wasn't right. And I would even confuse myself as I was talking, because I was trying to do it. I was trying to say something about God. And then there were other times when it just flowed so naturally, so powerfully, and it was so uplifting. It wasn't the ego trying to do it. So this is something important to keep in mind when we're speaking to others about God. And if we hold back, if we're hesitant when God has something to say to somebody else because we're afraid, or because we're shy, then that doesn't work for God's highest good either. I've traveled all around this country taking pilgrimage. Very few times has God spoken to me, to others, and I've wondered about that. Mother, you have made me his minister. I'm here to serve you. I'm here to serve him and serve him and everybody that I meet. And I see God in them, but God just keeps mum. He doesn't say anything. And that's the way that he's wanted it for now. Perhaps in the future he'll change that. But for right now, that's the way he has it. And you surrender to God. You give everything to him. You can't keep any attachments for yourself. Divine Mother will provide for you everything that you need. When God asked me to leave my job, my profession, and family and home and everything, I went off without knowing how is this going to work, how will he provide for me. But I really didn't have any fear about it. It's just more of a question in my mind, how this is all going to unfold. And as the years have gone by, he's never failed to provide for me once. I say he, I could just as easily say she. Mother talked about God as Divine Father, and that's what she felt most close to. As I said in the writing, I've never had a conception of God as a personality, as a man or a woman. It's pure divine spirit. But as I've met these different God beings, starting with Mother, and then going to the ashram and meeting Swamiji, and some wonderful saints that I've met, I see that it's God's wonderful joy to express himself through these personalities. Now, in a sense, we're all God, expressions of God. But when you're filled up in the mind and the ego, it doesn't express itself perfectly in the same way that a God-realized being will, who sees and feels everything as God himself or herself. And so I've expressed it as much as Mother did, as God the Father, even though I don't think of God as a Father, a person with a beard in some antiseptic corner of the universe. I've never had that. And this is the way that God has made me. But I can appreciate it when he comes forth as perfect expressions, as saints and universally realized beings. I also see God residing in each individual. Even when somebody has a unlovely characteristics, I see it's God who's dwelling in that individual. And one day they will awaken to the perfection of God within them. They just haven't done it yet. It's a matter of time. But one day they'll wake up to their fullness of their own realized being. And they will look back on the way that they lived their lives and they'll feel very sorry for it. That's the turning point. That's to repent, to turn away from the old life and to go towards the light and let God create who and what you truly are in him. Universal Divine Mother brings us to herself. I had that great opportunity in my own guru. She drew me to herself. I don't know how, out of the millions and billions of people on this earth, I somehow found her. And she awakened God in me so greatly. The power of God in her was so great that I felt it within myself. I felt lifted up. Being in her presence, listening to her speak, and serving God in all the ways that she did. One time she wanted me to get a present for another devotee, a cord of wood. This person burned wood in their fireplace. And so I went out and arranged that, and I said, Mother, will you allow me to pay for this for you? She said, no, this is my gift to this individual, and I want to pay for it. So she had a strict sense of propriety like that. Her one said one time they were putting up a fence for Mother. And she said, well, the boards aren't all right. They're not perfectly straight. And her one said, well, Mother, the boards are crooked to start with. They can't be made straight. There's limits to it. Well, do the best that you can. And she kept after them to make it as perfect as they could. And everything that she did, she tried to make as perfect as she could. Divine Mother is operating through this universe. When she finds receptive souls, she loves to operate through them, to make this world an expression of beauty. We look at nature, we look at flowers, we look at all the beauty that this world contains, an expression of the universal Divine Mother. And she wants to be that way inside of us. So we have to be malleable to her will. In order for that to happen, if we're filled only with our own thoughts, our own ideas, our own will, then we'll go out and we'll express through our own personality, but it won't be God's perfect expression. This is something that we have to remember. If we want to be God's perfect expression, we have to meditate deeply. We have to go within. Until we feel we've touched the fabric of God. That is, feeling his peace, his presence, his upliftment, his joy, his everything. And when we do that, we're transformed. Jesus, the great master, said, be ye perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. You see, he had that conception of the Father as well. And so, how could you ever be perfect? You think from a human standpoint, that can't be true. And yet, could the Master ask us to do something that was impossible? It has to be possible. And when we touch the fabric of God, we're transformed. We touch perfection, and it transfers itself to us. We have that feeling. We have that upliftment. We have that transformation. And it comes to us. And if we touch it over and over and over again, we're gradually purified of that which is not God inside of us. And we're transformed so it's only God inside of us. And we know the difference. There have been spiritual teachers who have come along at times who said they've been perfected. Then we come to learn more about them, and we see that there are many things that were done that do not reflect God's perfection. So, Master Jesus, oftentimes the ones he really went after were the ones who were hypocrites, said one thing but did another. So we shouldn't reject God when he comes to us. We shouldn't say, no, I could never be that. When in truth and reality, he's expressing himself through us as that. We should note that. We should note what that experience is like. And not try to fool anybody that we have it when we don't. But when we do have it, then we start to recognize that. Allow ourselves to be transformed by that. And through time, God will perfect us. And we will be perfect even as our Heavenly Father is perfect. Heavenly Father, Divine Mother. It's wonderful to have these conceptions of God. They bring their own expressions with them, their own particulars. Heavenly Father tends to be more filled with wisdom and direction. And he'll lift us up and he'll show us the truth in a more impersonal way. Divine Mother is more filled with love and compassion and connects with the individual more and more and feels that. So God is both of these things. And so can you be. You don't have to be all one or all the other. You may have more of one tendency than the other. But you can have that perfect balance in you. So that Heavenly Father, Divine Mother, are equally balanced in your heart and your soul. And you come to honor the mother you see in humanity, the mother you see in divinity. In truth, when the mother loves with the great love of a mother, it is Divine Mother who's loving through her, who does everything through her. And this is the way my own guru was. And what I wish for you with all my heart, my mind, and my soul. So, happy Mother's Day to all mothers, human and divine. And be perfect even as your Divine Mother is perfect. Feel that flowing through you, even in this moment. There's no reason to keep any veil of separation between you and God. Open your heart, open your mind, open your soul, so that perfection touches your innermost being and lifts you into your own perfection. Not from an ego standpoint, but because that love, that compassion, that light is within you and glowing from you. And shining out to this universe. It's the way this world will change. Is for individuals to change themselves. We can want the world to do the work for us, but we have to do the work first. And then it begins to manifest in this world. And you awaken, and your awakening helps to awaken someone else, and so on. And it spreads out over this world. Don't be dismayed by this world. Certainly we can look out and we can see the things that are not done in the light and the love of God. But let that make us more determined to manifest God in our lives. When we see wrongdoing in this world, let us transfer that into right doing inside of us. When we see lack of love and compassion, people operating out of hurt and anger, Let us that awaken even greater love in us, even greater power of God inside of us. You see, then everything inspires you to go higher and closer to God until you achieve that summit of human experience and been transformed from a son of man to a son of God, or a daughter of man to a daughter of God. It's a universal message. There's no one left out of this. Everyone is included. So blessings to you. Blessings always, that you might find that perfection, and that the Divine Mother may bless you ever with her love and compassion, light of being for everythingness. Jai Guru, Jai Mother. There's one announcement I wanted to make. We started as something called Message or Mother. It can come to you as an email every day. And many of you were contacted. All you have to do is push accept. If you didn't get an email with that invitation to get that, it'll be a quote from Mother that comes out every day. And it's wonderful. And you can contact Kate Kohler and email her if you did not get an invitation. But be sure to look at your emails. And if you did, all you have to do is push accept. If you don't want it sometime in the future, you can decline it as well. And you're not put on anyone's list or anything like that. We don't operate that way. So, I'll just take an extra minute here and read today's. And the message today is, keep your mind on God. Speak His holy name. Think of all of His wonderful attributes. Love Him with all of your heart. Feel that peace and bliss within yourself. And then go around and give it to everybody you meet. So that's the message from today. Tomorrow will be a different message. So I think it's a wonderful thing that's being done, and that you'll get great benefit from it. Also later today, if you don't get it either one of those ways, it's going to show up on the Cross and Lotus website under What's New. And there'll be a link there that you can also get it from. So I encourage all of you to go ahead and get that link and get that inspiration from Mother. There'll be some days when has something to do with the birthday of a saint, and then it'll be either something Mother said about that saint, or it'll be a quote from that saint that'll go out on that day. So just one more way that we're trying to honor Mother and all the great work that she did while she was here. Let us take inspiration from her. She gave everything for in service to God, even when she didn't feel like coming to service because she was sick or in pain. She would come, and oftentimes she would start out speaking and she would be coughing. And before you know it, she was speaking with so much power of God, and the cough was gone, and she wasn't aware of the difficulties anymore. And I know that this is possible because I've done it myself, following in her footsteps. So Jai Guru, Jai Mother. All blessings to you on this wonderful day. Ordinarily, if we were all together, for all the ladies, I would give a rose to them and wish them happy Mother's Day. So since I'm not there in person, I'm doing it to you mentally right now. please receive that beautiful rose, significant of the Divine Mother within you. Blessings, blessings, many blessings.